Rich Larson and Dan Moyer back at Pride in the Park, and we are talking with the Pride in the Park organizer, Deb Balzer. Welcome, Deb.
Yeah.
Well, hi, guys. I was just walking by to get a bottle of water, and you grabbed me, so how lucky I am. But
well,
you know,
this is how it's going to go. I mean, you're walking around, you got the organizer stuff on, we're going to grab you, you know?
Well, you know, I am not the organizer. I am just a volunteer who's been lucky enough to work with and to help out with my buddy, Emily Lloyd, who is the youth librarian at the Northfield Public Library, and I was lucky enough to co-work with her, and what a joy it's been to be able to do this now for 2 years. So real lucky to be part of this really fun day out here at the park.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
So this is the second year that you have co-organized.
You know, we did this last year, and wow, what a different day. You know, last year it was really aggressively hot.
It was.
And today, isn't this lovely? It's cool.
Yep.
And I think we're going to be okay. It's nice out today,
right,
you know?
Right. So if people come down to Pride in the Park from noon to 4 today, what can they expect to find?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm seeing so far are a lot of happy faces. We have, I think we have a lot of different groups out here. We have the YMCA. I think they're going to be performing some dance stuff at 1 o'clock. We have a stage out here, and we have all sorts of different, I'm seeing, let me look out here. We have, I'm going to give a plug for my wife. She is, got to do that. Because I think she's like one of the coolest people in the world, right? So she is a comic book artist.
Really?
All of a sudden we both freak out.
Do
you know that she runs the comic book program at Minneapolis College of Art and Design, right?
Wow.
So
MCAD.
Yes, MCAD. So she runs that program. And so she is out here today with a number of her students and former students. And she has a booth out here. And last year it was so popular. So she's out here, you know, with comic books. And some really cool original art. So that's out here. And last year it was really popular with a lot of the LGBTQ youth. So that's out here. And they'll be making buttons. And we've got the YMCA out here. We've got a number of churches out here.
Which is
good.
Nice.
All sorts of, we've got books out here. Of course, the Y's out here. You know, Emily's
really
out here, too, and she can help me out here. So, it's cool. I came out here for water, so we've got a lot of free water.
We do.
Yeah, and, okay, so where did this water come from? Because you said that it was really hot last summer, so you planned.
It was really hot, you know. So, okay, I can give you a plug because I have Culligan water at home. So, you know, we're like, you know, it was really hot last year. Wouldn't it be great to have some water? So I gave a call to my friendly Culligan man and said, hey, what do you think about donating some water? And without a beat, they're like, absolutely.
That's
great. How
much
would you like? They gave us 20 cases of water.
Nice.
Free. And not only did that, you know, Culligan delivers?
Yes, they
and
do.
And they delivered it to the park. So
how much better is that? Well, that was very, very great of them.
Yeah.
And I love to see it when organizations are supporting things like this, events like this that are so important. They're essential.
You know, Minneapolis came out, but Northfield came out. I lived in Minneapolis, had to say that. But I moved to Northfield with my wife about 7 years ago, and we couldn't have been happier. We didn't know what it was going to be like moving here. We didn't know a soul. And we've been embraced here, and we love this city.
This is a beautiful,
beautiful
city.
Well, we come here, we feel safe, we feel loved, we feel embraced. We come to this town, and people are like, hi. You know, we come in, we see people, and we see our pharmacist around town. She waves to us. I mean, this is just a lovely town. And the businesses have come out. We ask, and the people are like, of course we want to be part of this. And I think that's what Emily and I have really found when we have asked organizations and businesses, do you want to be a part of Pride in the Park? They said, absolutely. How do we do that?
Well, one of the things that really impresses me about Northfield is it's really a sense of community and connection among people. And people here really watch out for each other. And I think that's so beautiful. And that's what a day like today is all about, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You know, it's really about, you know, we're all human.
Yes.
And the best thing we can do is just be a part of the same human race.
Yeah.
And listen to each other. We don't have to get everything. We don't have to understand everything about
right.
each other. But we can listen to each other and accept each other for who we are. And, you know, if we can't give each other 4 hours of a weekend,
yeah,
you know, what the heck?
And the thing is maybe not everybody, sometimes I feel like I operate out of a lot of ignorance. And so for me, this is an opportunity for self-education and to learn, too. And conversations like we're having right now, it's important.
In all seriousness, absolutely. I don't know everything.
Yeah.
And I'm 60 years old. I am still learning.
Yeah.
And part of it for me is just walking around, listening, especially to the young people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different world from when I was, you know, 16 years old. It's a long, long time ago. And for me, just hearing what the kids are going through, listening, and really wanting to be a part of that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think that is one of the things that makes a Pride celebration like this for me such an enjoyable event, is because I'm not that much younger than you are, and I can remember days when I had friends who were gay that, like, mm-hmm. would, like, in order for them to tell you that, you'd have to be in a dark room with the doors
right.
locked and like they'd whisper in your ear. It's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
And
thank goodness.
Part of a celebration like this is celebrating the progress we've made. There's still a long way to go.
Yeah, there is.
But we have made progress in this world.
Absolutely. But for some kids, it still is. Someplace right now, there's a child or an adult who is terrified, who is feeling so unloved and so afraid. But perhaps if they know that a community like Northfield is having a public celebration, that means it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
and maybe that means, like, hey, if they can do this in public, maybe it means I'm okay too.
Right.
At the same time, there has been tremendous progress, but one of the things that goes in my mind is that it's important to come out and support events like this, because you can't just assume that because there's been progress that there's no possibility or threats that go back. And so you need to come out and put your voice out and show up for events like this today, because we can't afford to go back even 5 years, 10 years. And there are people out there that do want that. I don't want any part of that. So I want to make sure that we're all here and we're supporting and continue to progress
right.
and not regress. So this is important.
I am so grateful that you guys are here today.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And taking the time. I mean, my heart is full. I mean, this means so much to me. I came out as a young girl in a small town much like this in 1978.
Wow.
It was a different world, fellas.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was.
I'm grateful. Well, this is, like, my heart is full and my tears are welling. It's not lost on me. Yeah.
There'll be a lot of tears today for this exact reason. And you know, they're tears of joy, I hope.
Yeah.
So, all right. Deb Balzer, thank you so much
for joining
us. Thank you guys.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll throw it back to the studio.
All right.